Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Megan Krieger, homeschooling mom of four, shares what God has been doing in her life.
Did you notice that today's gospel reading overlaps with yesterday's gospel reading? Yesterday, it was John 3, 1 through 8, and today it's John 7 through 15. Was it a mistake? A typo? Probably not. I'm going to take a guess that the church is trying to actually emphasize something here. And I have found that when the church is trying to say it louder for the people in the back, they use this technique of repetition. And this one might be a little harder to catch because the two verses that we hear 2 days in a row are these. Do not marvel that I have said to you, you must be born anew. The wind blows where it wills, and you will hear the sound of it, but you do not know whence it comes or whither it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. There's so much we could unpack with this conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus, so much. But no matter how much I read this and prayed with it, I kept getting hung up on one word, born. Why did Jesus choose this particular word when answering Nicodemus's question? And I'm sure there's some scholarly explanation of this, and it would probably floor us and be amazing. But I'm just going to share what I heard and where the Spirit led me in prayer as I kind of sat with this scripture. So yeah, born. Do you guys remember being born? I don't. None of us do. Probably a good thing. However, I have given birth a handful of times, and those experiences I will never forget. There's a few things that go hand in hand with the birth process. There's labor. There's usually a time of pain, discomfort, frustration, general disbelief of what just happened. And if we imagine from the baby's perspective, so much unknown. Up until now, this baby has known only darkness. And now they've outgrown that once comfortable and spacious womb, and they must go through this like irreversible process and be brought into this bright and strange new world, but not before feeling like they're literally being squeezed to death, of course. So after thinking about this word born in like a little less generic way and pondering that a little more, I realized how irreversible this process is. And then more than that, what has to happen to bring this birth process on? There's this moment of growth or, you know, realization that this darkness and confinement is not enough anymore. And this then leads to a certain kind of agitation or restlessness, uneasiness, mixed with a sense of impending change. So he said, we must be born of the Spirit to enter the kingdom of God. Not just believe in the Spirit or follow the Spirit or even know about the Spirit. We've got to put some skin in the game and show some commitment with this. We've got to leave the darkness, our old life, our old comforts behind, literally in a place we cannot go back to. And we've got to do some work to get there. So basically, this is really speaking to our conversion, right? For a long time, I thought it was kind of a one and done thing, a conversion, you know? But then a good friend of mine left for the convent, and the last thing she said to me before she got in the car and drove away was, "Pray for my conversion." And I was, it stopped me. I thought, pray for your conversion. You're literally becoming a contemplative nun. You've converted. You're in. And yet this woman who was so wise. And so I knew there must be truth to what she said. Okay. Your conversion, it's still happening. And as I sat with those words over the next few days, weeks, years, I've realized truly that our conversion is ongoing. And some days I think, yeah, I'm born, I'm in, out. Oh, you get what I mean. And then some days I start to think, nope, labor has just begun and I am being crushed by the contractions of life. But maybe the specifics don't matter as much. Maybe what matters most is that wherever we are in life and in this process, when we hear that still small voice and begin to be drawn toward the light, we call upon the gift of fortitude to endure whatever it takes to get as close to the Father as possible. Let us pray. Jesus, you have called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Give us the strength and the courage to step forward into the unknown. Give us a deep peace and knowledge that you are with us through it all. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.